WAVPC.
KEAFKW, monitoring. Morning.
K0UU.
WAVPC. WAVPC.
KEAFKW.
WAVPC. Yeah, I think N8NXP is in there, and I think Nelson's in there. Go ahead, Chuck.
Good morning, Mike. How are things doing down there in the Detroit area?
Doing fine, but I see it's kind of cloudy up here. Go ahead, Nelson.
Hey, good morning, Chuck. Good morning, Mike. I just left home a few minutes ago, headed toward Petoskey. So, Mike, are you up here or are you still downstate?
Yeah, I'm up here. I'm coming to the meeting. I might be, it says 9 o'clock, so I'm on M32 between Gaylord and Elmira.
Oh, very, very good. I look forward to seeing you. I'll jump out here. I'm going through some hills and valleys. So, go ahead, Chuck. W8NWO.
Yeah, good morning, Al. Good hearing your voice, and having eyeballs even better. So, you coming up to pick up more stuff out of the locker, or is that all cleaned out?
No, it's not cleaned out yet. All I could do is about maybe half. But that minivan was stuffed full from the front seat all the way to the back tailgate.
Well, maybe you can go to a swap and get rid of some of those items.
Well, I did get rid of some. Leslie Myers let me put stuff to throw out on their front lawn because they had the junk collecting day. So all the GM300s and all the tone remotes that I had saved for a rainy day went on top of that junk pile.
That sounds like quite a bit of radios.
Well, at one point I had 10 radios hooked up to the console. The console's long gone. It's probably a car by now, all ground up. And anyways, I threw a lot of stuff out. I threw twin beds out. I threw monitors, TVs, stuff that really didn't need to bring downstate. I got stuff down there that I gotta throw out too, so we'll see how that's gonna go.
Well, good luck with that, Mike. I know you had quite a bit of this stuff. When you're downsizing like you are, kind of hurts to watch it go, I know. Hi.
Yeah. Well, I have a repeater cabinet that I picked up from Nelson and two relay racks. I think they put more miles on the road than the car did.
Very interesting. Okay, we got to make a stop here, and we'll see you down at Fillmore, NANXP.
Okay, we'll do WAVPC.
Well, Mike, I'm talking on one of your Spectras that you gave me. Finally finished recapping and programming and installing it in my car. I think the audio is a little bit low yet. I got to tune it up, but for the most part, it's working pretty well.
Well, that's good. And it sounds like a Spectra. Sound, you have the Motorola audio.
Yes, sir, and I guess I'll take that as a compliment. Hi.
Well, I'm on the network radio. Boy, that's weird. It's acting up. It was acting up the last time I was up here. It kept disconnecting.
Oh, well, you sound fine. You sound good this morning. I was going to ask what repeater you were on, but now I know.
Well, yeah, and also 14751 back home. I think I still, it's still connected. I get on every once in a while, not much. So, yeah, and the radios in the car, I got to reprogram them because every time I come up here, there's a new repeater or I got it programmed wrong.
Yeah, that happens. Yeah, there's a 14736 now in East Jordan. Scott Cole put that on the air, and it does pretty well. I don't know how he managed to finagle the tower space. He did better than I did. I still can't find a place for the 2.8, but yeah, he's got that going, and it does a pretty good job. So I've been using the 3.6 quite a bit. I'm still hoping to get the 2.8 on the air, even at my house, just to keep it on the air, I guess. Maybe I'll put it on the network. It would kind of fill a nice little hole in East Jordan, like where I was when I was first talking to you. It's just kind of a hole, but I don't know. Maybe I have too much going on. I keep getting more and more work at work. This last time I was reassigned auditorium duty. I did that years ago and gave it up because I just didn't have time, but I was made clear to me that that's my job now. It did come with a pay raise, though, so I do appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, pay raise would sign seal the deal. But yeah, it's fun. Yeah, it'd be nice to have the 2.8 back up. That'll protect the pair, because somebody'll take it from you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, honestly, if I knew that Scott had tower space and wanted to put a repeater on the air, I might have seen if he wanted to take that pair, but that's all right. He's got the 3.6 pretty well established. So yeah, I was working 50 to 55 hours a week. Now I'm probably working 55 to 60. But, so, got to find ways to get stuff done or find less responsibilities or something. I don't know. Anyways, how are things going at home? How's your mom doing?
Yeah, mom's doing okay for 89, almost 90. Although she's not moving as fast as she used to.
Oh, well, that's all right. Yeah, my dad's 87. He's still, I think he was up to my place last night working on something. I didn't know what he was doing. I wasn't home. I got home, and he was out there putzing away on some old tar that was in my yard. So. Yeah, that's good to hear. Good to hear. That age, you never know, but glad to hear she's doing well. Well, Mike, I'm just going through Boyne City here. You go hang it up for a few minutes and see if anyone else needs to use the system. I'll see you in a bit. W8NWO.
Okay, Nelson, W8VPC, we'll see you in a little bit.
KE8FTW monitoring.
Hey, good morning. How's the weather up in the Sioux, eh?
Morning, Mike. How about you? The weather up this way is cloudy, so it kind of felt like it was going to rain. It's, it says it's 65, so like 97% humidity, so it's all right. So I'm hoping it rains. How's everything down that way?
Well, it's doing okay. I'm up here going to go to the CCE meeting. So I decided to take a road trip, blow the carbon off the injectors. Yeah, the other day, I know that you live in the U.S. part of Sault Ste. Marie, but I had a chance to drive over the new Gordie Howe Bridge. I drove over the bridge, paid the toll, told the customs what I was going to do, kind of. Had a little snack at Wendy's, turned around and came back home.
Very good. So, yeah, I don't have any use to going across the International Bridge up this way anymore, so... I just got thin hands, so I can move up. And not much over there I want.
Yeah, well, I think Mom and Dad, I had Mom and Dad in the car one time we went over there. I think we went to Michael's, which something to do. But trying to get back over with the traffic jam, that was a fun thing. But yeah, I actually got basically a QSL card going over from the Canadian customs lady. She was all happy and cheery. But when I came back over, the U.S. guy was all strict and mean. He said, "Do you have anything to declare?" And I said, "No." "Did you buy anything?" "No, but I went to Wendy's." "Well, that means you bought something." And I thought I was in trouble.
Oh, boy. Yeah, the Americans are really tightening on their border restrictions, that's for sure. But, yeah, I haven't done... I don't remember when the last time I've been to the Canadian side, so... Yeah, you just tell me, yeah, we're headed over for coffee or something with the guys, and with the radio guys, and we come back home. And they usually don't do too bad. They usually ask a couple questions about, "Oh, hey, radio stuff, oh, that's cool," and send us on our way. So that's usually about it, so it's not too bad on up here, maybe. I'm probably changed by now. Who's heard telling?
Well, yeah, he did ask about the radios in my car. He says, "Well, what's the radios?" And I told him, "Amateur radio operator." "Oh, yeah, you know, a whole bunch of ham operators came through here one weekend, a few weekends ago." And I said, "Well, yeah, they had a big convention in Ohio in May." And he said, "That's about what it was. But that bridge wasn't open then, so he must have been stationed at either the Ambassador Bridge or the tunnel or even Sarnia."
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, you guys probably move around a lot. So, oh, very good. Yeah, I've never been on the, yeah, I guess it wouldn't have, so I've never been. I crossed Port Huron Bridge. It was for a school trip there. We went to Toronto. So, but that's only a bridge I've been across down that way.
Well, yeah, my mom's Canadian, and all her side of the family is in, well, Milton, Oakville, Toronto, Mississauga. Well, it used to be Mississauga, then they moved to Guelph, and they have since passed away, but that's her brother. But she has a sister that lives in Oakville, and then she has a niece that lives in Milton. So the last time I was there was for a wedding, and that was before COVID. WAVPC.
Okay, well, cool. Well, my buddy said that the Canadians there did something to their rules, and you can now be Canadian citizens if you have ancestors from that area, like maybe two or three generations back. So, did you file for your dual citizenship?
Well, not yet. I'm going to hold off on that for now. But yeah, I could qualify. It's the cool side of the family. Her dad used to like to tinker with electronics, so I spent a lot of time in his apartment taking things apart, trying to put things back together. He really loved that.
Oh, that's neat. So, yeah, I never had anybody like that in electronics on my side of the family. Or my family, I should say, I guess. So, they're all carpenters and mechanics.
Yeah. So, anyways, I gotta watch the traffic. I hate to say that, but I got lost the traffic down 696 is closed in one direction, so all that traffic gets bled out onto the main east-west roads, the main mile roads. So, it's traffic up here is like three cars at. So I got to watch my driving. We'll talk to you later, WAVPC.
Hey, sounds good, Mike. Thanks for coming back to me, and enjoy the CCE meeting. So I always forget what Saturdays are on one of these times. Maybe I'll have to shoot down there and attend one for the kicks and giggles. But anyway, 7-3. WVPC, KEA.JW.
FA, KDW, listening. APC. And 8ARY.
This is W8VPC Mobile.
K8BCW Mobile.
Kilo Echo 8, Tango Uniform Quebec, KE8TUQ, looking for a reply.
W-A-8-O-W-S, KF-8-H-C-Q.
KF-8-H-C-Q, W-A-8-O-W-S. Good evening, sir. How goes it?
5959 here. I got to walk around the trees a little bit, but Ellen's off on Saturday, so we're just going to do a family movie night, I think, coming up. Beautiful night.
It is. It's a nice evening. Yeah, you're pretty much full quieting. There's, you know, a little slight bit of noise on the signal here and there, but yeah, it's definitely making a trip with your HT. So, yeah, I just got done. My wife celebrated did a little birthday early birthday party for her. Her birthday's on Monday, and dead at my mom's, and I'm over here by Sanford Lake at one of her clients. She's dog walking, so sitting here, and I got thinking. I was like, oh, I forgot to tell you the PL tone for this one here, so you got her programmed in. That's awesome. So what else going on? Anything going on in your neck of the woods?
Oh, QRZ just finally recognized my call sign, so I've been camping around with that. Probably going to have more time when they go to bed. And, like I say, we've just been, well, what did we do today? Oh, handmade this morning, running around to the church, and, yeah,
deal. Yeah, I'm glad I got this is my first contact with you. That's cool. I'm again, I'm darn proud of you. That's a good job, mister. Yeah, we'll probably see you in the morning. Are you going to the 11 o'clock? I think she's got us on 8 o'clock tomorrow. But did you say, John, you're on a handheld over there by Sanford? No, I was saying you were on the handheld. No, I'm on my mobile. It's a FTM 300. And I got it going into a Comet antenna. In fact, that was one of the things I forgot to mention to you. This antenna that I run, I'll get you the model number on it. I don't remember off the top of my head, but it is the absolute best mobile antenna I've ever had. It is, like, super broadbanded and very consistent SWR, and it still has, you know, good gain to it. So, but, yeah, just on the mobile in the truck. My wife's about to hop back in the vehicle. She'll be, she'll chuckle at who I'm talking to. KF8HCQ WA8OWS. Roger that. I'm super interested in any equipment recommendations. You'll have to text me that because that's going to be my next upgrade so I can stop drooling over all this other HF stuff and take it one step at a time. But, at 73. I'm going to head back. Great to have a first contact, John. WA8OWS, KF8HDQ. Fine business, Matt. Yeah, likewise. I'm definitely tickled pink. The wife, she was had a big grin on her face when I told her who it was. And congrats again. Good job on the QRZ. If you need help with that at all, just don't be bashful. Reach out. And yeah, I'll send you over some recommendations. So 73, and I'll definitely, I don't think I've ever logged a VHF, UHF contact in the QRZ, but I might have to do that just for this Gold Star instance. So, all right, sir, take care, have a good night, and we'll catch you later. 73, KF8. HCQ WA8OWS.
QAQMA.
Yeah,